Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is now 7:03. We got cloudy skies, a little bit of fog, 62 degrees. We'll get up to about 77. Should be sunny and nice today. We do have a weekend full of weather, though. Dan Brunoff's going to unpack all that for us coming up in just a moment. Our top story this morning, DFW Airport is preparing for a busy Thanksgiving travel period.
A lot of kids are off school next week, so many families like to get away.
And KRLD's Russell Scott tells us today is expected to be one of the busiest days. He's out and about at DFW Airport, where you spend a lot of time these days, Russell. How's it looking today?
I feel like I live here. They, you know, given me a mailbox and everything.
Yeah, got a parking spot.
Really well, there's a lot of people who are coming through the airport. Many tell me they try to get on the first flight so that they don't get delayed. Other people tell me they got delayed from yesterday's problems, and they're trying to, again, make a connection here this morning. One family I caught to headed to Reno, Nevada. They say they're not having any problems this morning.
So far, so good. Got here early, getting through the line hopefully pretty soon, and then hopefully TSA didn't look like the line was too terrible.
Okay, well, DFW Airport says they're doing a lot of construction here, Terminal A, B, and C, and a lot of construction on the roadways. So your biggest bet is going to be to leave early and kind of plan out your trip if at all possible. You might want to download the DFW Airport app or your airline app, just so you'll know if there's going to be a delay or if things are moving smoothly. But right now, here at Terminal A, things look pretty good. Live at DFW Airport, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
After 700 cancellations at DFW Airport yesterday, got another 174 today, plus 69 delays. Also at DFW right now, security wait times B9, that is a 45-minute wait, and E33 is a more than 30-minute wait.
And at Love Field, there are 5 delays in and out of the airport. No cancellations.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Just want to warn you about this next story. It's a little tough to hear. An illegal immigrant accused of cutting a Dallas man's head off will not face the death penalty.
During a court hearing in Dallas County, the state says they will not seek the death penalty against the man charged with beheading his co-worker at a Dallas motel. Yordanis Martinez allegedly got into an argument with his co-worker, Bob Nagamalia, back in September and beheaded him in front of his family. The move not to seek the death penalty is not surprising since Martinez is an illegal immigrant from Cuba. Martinez's family has said he suffered from mental illness and had an extensive criminal record. He was set to be deported in 2024, but that never happened. The state reserved the right to change their mind on the death penalty, but will have to make a final decision by January. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A man facing criminal charges in connection with a deadly crash involving a TRE train.
Police say the driver of a Dodge Charger went around the barricades and warning lights where the TRE track crosses Elliott Reeder Road Wednesday afternoon, and the car was hit by the train. A 5-year-old boy was inside the car and died from his injuries. The driver of the Charger has been arrested and charged with manslaughter traffic accident. 24-year-old Fabian Riojas is being held at the Fort Worth City Jail. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And in other news, more developments now in the war of words between the governor and some North Texas Muslim groups. Governor Abbott and the Council of American Islamic Relations are heading for a showdown in federal court over Abbott's recent declaration that the Islamic Civil Rights Group is a foreign terrorist organization. During an event in Frisco, Governor Abbott explained his reasons.
CARE has a long history of ties and connections to terrorism, to Hamas. One of the founders of CARE in Texas is in prison for 65 years because of financing terrorism.
CARE is teaming up with the Muslim Legal Fund of America to file suit in federal court to block enforcement, which would prevent CARE members from owning property in Texas. CARE Deputy Director Edward Ahmed Mitchell.
The clearest example of bigotry that you call a Muslim who you disagree with a terrorist. Governor Abbott knows better. And again, this is all part of his game to protect the Israeli government from criticism.
Yesterday, we reported to you that Governor Abbott is also directing DPS to launch a criminal investigation into CARE, suggesting their goal is to impose Sharia law.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
New this morning, House Democratic leadership say they've been in touch with U.S. Capitol Police and the House Sergeant at Arms to protect a group of Democrat lawmakers after President Trump appeared to suggest that their comments about the military not obeying unlawful orders were punishable by death. A 24-year-old man is now charged with manslaughter after Fort Worth police say he drove around lowered crossing arms and was hit by a TRE train this week, killing his 5-year-old nephew who is in the car. Now, the child's family is asking that the charge be dropped. What do you think? Let us know now on the K-Post Roofing text line, 945-766-1080. A massive wave of holiday travelers rolling across the country starting today. Dallas-Fort Worth will see some of the heaviest traffic. Experts say the worst delays are going to stack up Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons and a big surge again a week from Sunday.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This is David Rankin.
Hey, it's Kristen Diaz. Join us this afternoon for the news you missed during the day on the KRLD Afternoon News.
Right now, it's the 20-minute morning briefing. It's 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic with no commercial interruptions right here on the KRLD Morning News.
Good morning. It's 7:23 as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. Now, I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
23 after 7, I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The weather is putting a damper on the holidays. days, although we needed this rain. Fort Worth had planned to host the 43rd annual GM Financial Parade of Lights Sunday, but we just got word it's now delayed until November 30th because of the rain.
Well, they're going to be culling the hogs in Roanoke. The feral hog problem has gotten so bad. How bad it? So bad that the city is hiring professional trappers to get rid of the big oinkers.
Landowners in Roanoke are complaining about growing property damage from wild hogs, so the city is taking steps.
I wouldn't say we have to. We do it to help our community.
Roanoke Police Sergeant Ryan Otero goes on to tell NBC 5 this year the feral hogs have been a bigger problem, so it's time to do something. So the city has contracted with Lone Star Trapping, which has experience with the problem. They start out with bait corn spread around a site on city property. And once the hogs get used to finding easy food, a trap mechanism will be put out to live capture the swine. The company reports trapping 100,000 of the animals in the past 10 years. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
100,000 pigs in the last 10 years?
Man.
That's a lot of pigs.
There are a lot of pigs out there.
How do you become a professional pig wrangler?
I don't know, but I think that'd be, you know, a lot of us are weekend plinkers. We could go out there at Roanoke and,
you know, I think
I will pass.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
You know, the cost of turkey is going up, man, and I just feel like
a side of ham for Thanksgiving. Who doesn't enjoy a spiraled ham? It's 7:25. Traffic, nope. We are the station in DFW for market and business updates.
Bitcoin is on track for its worst monthly performance since a string of corporate collapses rocked the wider crypto sector back in 2022. Bitcoin has now shed about 23% of its value in the month of November. Well, yesterday, the S&P 500 logged its biggest intraday reversal since April. NVIDIA's earnings initially pushed markets higher, but before the end of the day, fears returned over lofty stock prices and AI spending. And ahead of the cash open on Wall Street, futures are slightly higher this Friday morning. Also weighing on market sentiment has been a raft of Federal Reserve speakers signaling caution over further rate cuts. The remarks followed long-delayed data showing the labor market was stabilizing before the government shutdown. And the frenzy for the company behind the viral children's hit Baby Shark has quickly cooled off. The shares of Ping Fong dropping below their initial public offering price just days after the trading debut. I'm John Tucker, Bloomberg Radio.
It is now 7:26 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Great to have you with us this morning. Well, charges against an accused monkey stealer have been dismissed. Davion Irvin was facing several charges for opening some of the enclosures at the Dallas Zoo and then stealing two monkeys. However, a judge determined that he was not competent to stand trial, and he was sent to a state hospital. His time in the hospital and in the county jail has already exceeded his maximum sentence for the crime, so the charges against him have now been dropped.
All right, well, let's just keep this animal farm theme going here. Dallas has a program that helps local farmers and growers create things like rooftop farms or community gardens.
Our hope, again, with increasing production within Dallas is to increase people's access to having access to healthy local food.
Dallas's Rebecca Seibert says an application is now open for the Ag Support Program. It helps fund those community gardens and breaks the barrier to local fresh foods. Recipients can receive up to $10,000 for their projects.
This is kind of wild. Mexican drug cartels gradually taking over criminal drug dealerships on the U.S. side of the Texas border, according to one South Texas sheriff.
Trying to convince a congressional subcommittee that traditional law enforcement isn't working against ambitious cartels who are now selling drugs on the U.S. side of the border, Goliad County Sheriff Roy Boyd says cartels are moving in on Texas drug dealers. Largely leveraging the obligations they impose on illegal immigrants, the cartels use them as a logistical workforce of drug dealers and prostitutes spread across the U.S., and they are compelled to serve the cartels.
I've had illegal aliens involved in criminal activity tell me that they had no choice but to commit criminal acts in order to prevent their family members from being placed into bondage and doing unspeakable acts in their home countries.
Boyd says this emerging cartel business model means U.S. law enforcement will have to adapt rapidly to changing market conditions if it wants to vigorously enforce immigration laws. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bill McLean.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.